Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support.
The viewpoints, statements, or beliefs expressed on the following program by the host, guests, or callers are not necessarily the opinions of FantasyXS.com, Media Group, Inc., ownership, management, sponsors, or website. When it comes to South Florida sports teams, very few in the media have witnessed, lived, and covered it like the Big O. Let's start the program dedicated to your favorite South Florida teams with a passion that's unmatched. The Big O Radio Show is on. Here's the Big O.
All righty, boys and girls. Good evening. A little mini edition of the program, and we thank all of you out there for tuning in. Thank you all. Appreciate it. We got some Dalvin Cook news for you. We've been pretty much on top of this from the get-go. We've told you for months now that Dolphins would never trade for him. They didn't trade for him. I told you the Dolphins would not pay a high salary for him. They're not going to pay a high salary for him. And so we have some of the latest developments after he's been released now, and we've got some information that I've been able to dig up. Dalvin is not necessarily looking for a long-term deal at his age, where he's in the back end of the 20s now, getting closer to 30 now. And so you're looking at a guy that maybe a lot of Dolphin fans thought, hey, you know, Dalvin's probably looking for a big payout and all that kind of stuff. That's not necessarily the case. He might be willing to take a 1 year, maybe 2 year deal. I think it all depends on how it's sweetened that second year. Chris Greer is a master of the 2 year deal, by the way. I just want you to know that. So it all depends. Miami cannot go to, you know, places he may want to go. As I've told you already over and over and over and over and over and over again, they're not going to overspend for the running back. It's a luxury at this point. So it's really coming down to what does he want to do? Does he want to win and come back to his hometown and play with the Miami Dolphins and play with a great group of running backs now that they have, and an offense that is going to be absolutely awesome in his hometown? Or does somebody sweeten the pot out there that he cannot turn it down because of his age, right? And so I believe he's 28, going to be 29 or something like that. So he's up there already, and he's had injuries. Remember, this is a guy that's also had some injuries, too, throughout his career. So he's got to kind of weigh both things. But it really, I think his camp knows where the Dolphins stand. And so now he is now weighing options, is what I'm told. I'm kind of told that that's what he's doing now, weighing options. But for those of you that thought that maybe all this, he might want a long-term deal, final contract, he might sign a one-year deal. If there's nobody out there with a sweetener of a deal that he can't turn down, I think there's a good chance he comes here for that hometown cut that I've been talking about for months now. Okay. I see J.J. Tucker. I've never seen that name on the chat board. He says, no one is reporting anything except this thing. I don't know what to think. Ha ha. Somebody tell this fool what this thing is. Somebody tell him about Dolphin News on this platform. Somebody tell Mr. Tucker. He apparently doesn't know what the hell goes on this thing for 33 years. But it's all right. It's all good. 32. Not yet. I haven't gotten to 33. I'm in the 33rd year of the business. Anyway, so this is actually good news. Okay, so now what we have to do is watch the landscape develop over the next couple of days. Remember, these teams are all off now. They're coming back in training camp, so there's dead time now. So this is an opportunity for him now to go out and find out, okay, what deals are out there. And if you start hearing there aren't nobody's trading for Derrick Henry. And that guy's an instant Peterbilt truck that you would put in your backfield, right? I mean, just go look at his numbers. he knew that he was coming to this point, that last year he wanted passes. And he's not normally a pass catcher. Go look at his final year last year. He actually caught more balls. And yet nobody's trading for Derrick Henry, who could be like a complete game changer for your team. You know what I mean? Like, Tennessee's going nowhere. And yet nobody wants Derrick Henry. Running backs do not have lines of people waiting to sign you. Saquon Barkley. The Giants got to the point where they actually gave the quarterback the long-term deal instead of the running back. That tells you all you need to know about how running backs are treated in this league. And this is why for months, while this stupid story was going on and all these idiots were telling, oh, he's trading for him. And I told you, they're not trading for him. They were never trading for him. And they're not going to spend big money for him. I've told you this over and over and over and over and over again. Okay. So now the ball is basically in Dalvin's court now. So we're going to find out and we're going to hear from some of the other guys covering around the league and find out how interested is Denver, how interested is Dallas, how interested is Buffalo, right? Because the Buffalo one was lazy. Oh, well, James Cook plays there. His brother plays there. He's going to want to go play with his brother. They have no money, dude. They have a whole bunch of people to pay. And that's the other thing. The Dolphins can't go overboard here. Understand, they have to stay disciplined. They have to pay Sealer. Connor Williams wants money and Wilkins. They've got Jalen Phillips, Jalen Waddle. They've got Holland. They've got Tua. They've got so many people. They actually hit on draft picks nowadays, guys. You know, that's why the Dolphins are like really good. And maybe that's why they might be a Super Bowl contender this year, because they got one hell of a team. And you're going to have to pay some of these cats. And so they can't just, you know, and they can't give them a multi-year deal because they got multi-year problems coming up that they're going to have to work and finagle. And running backs, what have I said? They're not valued the same way. That's why they got Mostert and Wilson package deal and they didn't spend a lot of money and they're going to get a shit ton of production from those two guys. And A-Chain has looked beautiful. I watched them all 3 days at minicamp. He has a body of an NFL player already. He's going to be a part of that running game. I think he'll probably, my guess is 5 to 10 carries a game. I think he'll be a weapon out of the backfield. I mean, I'm imagining A-Chain and Mostert and then Hill and Waddle. What defense stays with those four guys? So it's really up to Dalvin Cook to decide. Do I want to win? Do I want to go join what looks like one of the all-time great offenses of all time? Could be happening in Miami. The magic is there. FAU, Miami, Nova Southeastern, the Heat are in the NBA Finals, the Panthers. We got Messi now. I mean, you know, it's time. Hell, the Marlins are playing well. Congratulations to the Marlins. We'll see if we can maintain it. But Yuri Perez pitching tonight. I think he's pitching now as it is. And he's fantastic. So it's up to Dalvin. Does he want to come back to his hometown on a hometown discount because they can't afford it? And he and his agent have to know, hey, you're a running back, dude. Okay? And unfortunately, they don't appreciate running backs. I mean, the reason the Giants were really that good, it wasn't really so much Daniel Jones. It was more how good Saquon was, yet they went with Daniel Jones. It's a bad decision, but whatever. It is what it is, but that's what they feel about running backs. And so, as I've told you for months now, so the ball really is in his court. We're going to find out now. Now he's going to go fishing. He's going to go looking around. He's going to see what's out there. And then he's going to compare. Okay, this is a million more than what they're paying me in Miami. Okay, no state tax, one hell of an offense. Yeah, I'm going to go there. Oh, they're paying me $4 million more, $3 million more. They're guaranteeing me a second year. They're guaranteeing me 70% of the second year salary. And they're paying me $8 million a year. Got to go team whatever it is that you label. So if it's about el dinero, el cashirulo, then it's not going to happen. He won't come here. If it's about winning and nobody is really giving him the cash, then he comes here to the Miami Dolphins. So you've got a little clarification here from what I'm hearing, and you've got a little progress being made. You kind of know where you stand now. Okay. I've kind of known, I've told you for months where the Dolphins stand, but now you kind of know where Dalvin stands now. He knows what's going on with Miami. So now he has to go find himself a fat ass deal if he's not coming to your Miami Dolphins. So for those of you out there, if you own a genie and a lamp, rub the hell out of that lamp. Tell the genie, hey, make sure he gets shitty offers all over the place. Okay. For those of you that live in Hialeah, look for an old lady, do a little Santeria, and, you know, whatever it takes, as Imagine Dragons would say, whatever it takes, go to your nearest church, synagogue, everywhere, pray to the football gods that they don't offer him, that Jerry Jones doesn't get ridiculous, and then he's got to take the money and go, because I don't think Buffalo's going to offer him a deal that would take him away. Denver could. They could, but I don't know what Sean Payton thinks. He's running the show there. He's got a couple backs. Javonta Williams, a guy that we wanted down here. Remember, a lot of people wanted him. He hasn't panned out because of the injuries. So they need him, and they have some money, but they don't have a lot. They have to create cap space in order to bring him in. So Denver would then have to get back deeper into the hole. When I don't think that's what Sean Payton wants to do getting there. I think he wants to kind of clean things out, not take more salary in. And it's a running back, even though it's Dalvin Cook. Okay? So I don't think Denver is going to give you the juicy pot that will rip Dalvin Cook from Miami. I certainly don't think Buffalo will get him at all. Okay? That'll be my guess. The Jets apparently said they're not interested. Dallas has the money. Okay, but the question is, is that what he wants to do? Then, you know, you can't, you know. And now the question is, let's find out, how about some other teams out there? How interested are they in Dalvin Cook? How much are they willing to offer? That'll be the question. Let me go through some of the comments here. Ah, Gus 1388, number one in. Don't forget, folks, you can make a donation through Cash App or Venmo at Cash Big O Show. That's Cash Big O Show. Appreciate it. Thank you, Stephen. Big O says always there. I'm always there for you guys. And we'll be back tonight after the Heat with the post-game show. Let's see. Lisa says, got to be cap-friendly or no thanks. Finns have a lot of other needs. Exactly. Like, if it was an offensive lineman, okay, if this was like a right tackle or an all-pro guard, the Dolphins would bend over backwards. And they would be the highest bidder. They'll find money. They'll create it. They would sign the guy if there was one available. Okay? If there's a pass rusher that they felt, you know, whatever, they would then spend the money that they think, oh, this guy's, we need him badly. You know, if there was something of need big time, I wouldn't say pass rusher is as big a need. Let's say tight end. If a two-way tight end that they don't have, right? They've got this three blocking tight ends on one side and the two offline tight ends on the other side. By the way, the coach had a marvelous answer when I asked him about that. He danced around it beautifully. But let's say a Darren Waller or some crap like that came available and was available in free agency or something, they would bend over backwards and sign. Running back, they're not going to bend over backwards. They love Mostert, Wilson. They fit their system. They know it inside and out. And the coach is in love with A-Chain. In love with A-Chain. Just look at the draft press conference after they picked A-Chain. If that's not a mad scientist so happy he found Frankenstein's brain, I don't know what is. You know? So you just got to be abnormal about it. Big O is always ahead of the curve. We try, my brother. We try. Let's see. Jay Shizzy says, is this official or not? You follow this platform for a few years? I don't know. Somebody might want to tell my man there. He thinks I'm not just a fan doing a show, bro. Okay. Appreciate that, but it's the way it goes. Kurt Weaver, team not billed for a rookie prospect QB would need to be a vet to replace Tua. Oh, that's just stupid talk at this point.
talking about replacing the number one rated quarterback. That's no morons on the platform, please. You know, morons we don't need. There's enough stupid people in the world. I don't need them on the platform. Okay. Seriously. Anybody talking about replacing Tua, you know, you're too fucking stupid to be on this platform. Okay. You're just a dumbass. Just get lost. Seriously. We have no need for you here on this platform. We have no need for morons. Okay. So it is what it is, but you got the skinny. All right. We'll see what happens. The question is, will they get him? And if they get him, then you know what we do on this program. Light up that victory cigar from Perdomo. That's what we do. Lighting it up. All right, let's see if tonight the Miami Heat in a must-win situation, okay? They have no room for error. They're down 2-1. They've got to even this thing up. They cannot go down 3-1. Season is over, okay? Sorry, I love the Heat. I'd love to see them win, but you know me, I call it like I see it on this platform, and I think you got to win tonight, or if not, it's over. So, and Jimmy is definitely not himself. I don't know what the hell is going on with Jimmy. I wouldn't be surprised that whenever the season ends, we hear about some surgery. Okay, I mean that dude is hurting. So. Role players have to take it to another level. All right, follow it up. See where Dalvin goes. See what teams are interested. See what they're offering. And you can see us after the Heat game against the Denver Nuggets, win or lose. Same time, same place, same bat channel.
Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support.